Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that cool.
Culture?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling!
Hi!
Well, well, well.
What a thrill. Hello, guys. We just did the harrowing thing of entering without any entrance music.
It was crazy.
It was crazy, and we pulled it off somehow. How's everybody doing today, okay? Amazing.
Is everyone here a San Franciscan? Who traveled for the event?
Okay,
here's a bigger and bolder question. Who here even knows what this is or listens to our podcast? Come on, first several rows. Okay, first several rows.
Well done, well done.
Who has no idea what the fuck this is?
Yes! Okay, hi, y'all.
Love you, too.
We're Las Culturistas. I'm Bowen Yang.
And I'm Matt Rogers.
Thank you.
My fan club.
We've got some fun mask growls over here.
Masculine
growls.
You don't have to pretend here at Las Culturistas. We're gay.
There are no masks. I'm so excited to be here. What do you think? What do we think of SF so far?
Oh my God, I think it's like beautiful in some parts.
Sure.
So Union Square area, ooh baby, you could eat off the ground. And Tenderloin area, you could do drugs right off the ground.
Oh, sure.
But it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful, but it's original.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I when I touched down, it just something felt different. I'm a gay Asian person who used to work in tech. Like I should be the fucking mayor.
This is your city.
This is my city. So
this
it feels really
city.
Special to be here.
And New York is my city even more now because there's a Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville musical. So as you know, I'm Long Island trash, or if you don't know, hi in the back, I'm Long Island trash.
Yes. Just memorize it, commit that to memory. That's the persona. Oh my God, you guys, we're about to do a show full of I Don't Think So Honeys. Who here knows what an I Don't Think So Honey is?
Okay, again, the front rows are living. For everyone who doesn't, I Don't Think So Honey is when we take 1 minute to rant feverishly against something in pop culture that we cannot stand, that grinds our gears, makes us feel some sort of way, makes our skin just
Ooh.
Crawl, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What's it been, I Don't Think So Honey, that you've been moved by to also hate that topic?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot. I Don't Think So Honey, someone did Leo DiCaprio. We have Sydney Washington, who's going to be on stage soon, to convince me to hate Leo. What about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. He's not environmentally friendly, Leo.
No, he's got his yachts. As much as he loves to talk a big game.
I recently did an I Don't Think So Honey on the Aesop fable, When the Tortoise Beats the Hare. Because fuck that. How will the tortoise beat the hare physically, naturally? And also, even if the hare took a nap, it wouldn't be that long. It would not be that long. The tortoise never beats the hare. It's fucking crazy to me.
Poking holes in these tables.
Fucking tortoise beats the hare.
Well, we're going to do that. And then we have incredibly special guests here with us tonight.
Okay.
To help judge the proceedings. So, Matt,
this actually is very... We haven't actually been able to check in with each other about how crazy this is that they're here.
Yeah, this is wild.
Are there any RuPaul's Drag Race fans in the house?
Because of you!
Oh!
What? Because of us?
The episode where you sit with all the guys in your chat.
Oh, yeah.
We're...
Oh my God.
Oh my God, okay.
Third row.
Thank you, third row.
Third row, you are a queen.
We are your queer Sherpas.
Do you know who's now obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race? Leslie Jones. Have you guys seen her Twitter? Did you guys see her Twitter? She fucking loves you guys.
She's finally caught on. Well, anyway, we have two incredibly
She's like, RuPaul is funny. We're like, yeah.
We know.
Okay, two incredibly special guests.
Two incredibly special guests. I mean, we're not even gonna sort of just blow that much smoke up their asses. We'll do it when they're on stage.
Yeah.
But please welcome to the stage two winners of RuPaul's Drag Race, Alaska Thunderfucking
and Jinx
Monsoon!
Come on! Hi!
Hi!
Oh my God, have some respect!
Have some respect!
Have some respect! Yes, you should be standing. The third row. I'm telling you, the third row. This girl in the third row. She's the star of this.
They're turning out.
They're
ladies.
Turning out. All right. So you guys, this is. We're so honored to have you.
Yes. Absolutely, Jinx. I agree.
Can we ask you, like, this show is about pop culture grievances. What are some things in pop culture right now that you guys say, you know what, no?
You know what I can say right away, and why I'm so excited to be here with you guys, is I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's a little bit of, like, interior homophobia amongst gay celebrities right now.
Uh-oh.
Because I listen to a lot of podcasts with my friends, and a lot of the gay guys who are on successful podcasts, like, decidedly don't watch Drag Race. You know, like, as if, like, I don't watch it. I'm not that kind of gay guy.
Oh, God.
Or, like, and it's so hard to, like, trust them when they're, like, just like, oh, it's just not for me. You know, it kind of seems like you're upset that, like, now you've got a whole lot more competition, you know? Like,
oh, sure.
A lot more people that are a lot fucking more talented than you. They have jaws. That's all they have.
I'm not going to name any podcasts specifically, but it's like there are a lot of gay guys out there who like their female friends who do their podcasts with them. So you're already thinking of like the top three, like gay male female duos out there. But like a lot of the women are like, well, you got to watch Drag Race, and then they say like, no, I just really don't get into it. Drag isn't for me, and it's like. Okay, so drag is for 13-year-old straight kids, but not for a Nelly queer guy like you?
Not for a Nelly
Did you hear
queer.
Me censor myself on the spot? Not a Nelly queer guy?
There is... Let's coin fa queer right here and now.
Fa queer!
Fa queer.
Fa queer is when you want to just really say the slur, but you're like, let me take a look.
But you're in
turn.
Mixed company. Not everyone is like on the inside of the community, so you don't want to like ruffle their feathers.
Wait, can I tell you an insecurity? So we did the RuPaul's Drag Race panel at Vulture Fest.
With Jinx, yeah.
And Jinx was on it. And then I started reading The Diva Rules by Michelle Visage. And when we all came out, I said, the faggotry has begun. And then I was like, oh no, because I felt Michelle give me like a dirty look. And then in the book, on like page 18, she's like, I hate the word faggot.
Well,
so I felt very, and I hate that word too. It just came out, I was excited.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's one of those things that's from person to person. I think we should respect that there are people who hate the word within the community.
Yes.
But then those people should also respect the fact that, like, there is something to be said to reclaiming the word and taking the power back for yourself. You know, I think there's a lot of merit in that. But I think it's the older generation within the queer community who have watched people be beaten to death, who have lost friends because of homophobia, that word resonates with them very differently, and it kind of speaks to our millennial privilege that we like use it like, yes, fag, yes!
Yes.
And it's like, actually, your father died so that you could use the word fag.
That's why. And now we have fa-queer, so why would we need
fa-queer.
That?
Fa-queer's in there.
That's fa-queer.
Queer.
Fa-queer!
Alaska, do we start making jewelry a la your snake accessories that have fa-queer on them? Talk to us a little bit about the pieces.
My favorite Drag Race queen is Madame fa-queer.
Season 5. No, season 4?
Oh.
3.
Yeah, 4.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you hating in pop culture, babe? What are you not liking in pop culture? What grinds your gears?
I don't know if it's a pop culture thing, but I find it really difficult and challenging when I'm trying to like watch a show and I really love it and I go to look it up and okay, it's like it's not on iTunes, so I look on Netflix and it's not there, and then I look on Amazon and it's not there, and it's been scrubbed from history. Like right now, like we're doing a reading of Spice World later. You can't watch Spice World.
You can't find it anywhere.
You are not allowed to watch Spice World. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, it's gone.
This is how it starts, people.
The Nanny. The Nanny, the TV show. I was like, I wanna watch The Nanny.
And
this is how it starts.
Scrubbed from history. So I went on fucking eBay, I think, and I bought the box set. And I went on Amazon and I bought a portable DVD player. And it's in my kitchen, and now whenever I'm making tea or doing the dishes, There's Fran.
Yes, Fran. Wow. All right.
The only
this
way.
Is how it starts. Tomorrow we'll be living in Fahrenheit 451. You won't be able to get a single bit of queer literature anywhere.
No.
Drag queens will memorize Mommy Dearest so that future generations...
Yeah, too late.
Tina! Damn it.
If there is a technological Stone Age blackout, like a lot of people are saying there might be, I'm sorry that I'm terrifying.
Are people saying
right
that?
Now. I'm hearing whisperings. And
Reddit is going crazy.
Reddit is going crazy with the technological Stone Age. I think it is on us to pass that down and to like recite bullshit.
Queer
like,
canon. Have you seen Bowen's lip sync of the Tyra Banks?
He
can do a perfect lip sync of the Tyra Banks America's Next Top Model meltdown. You can't see it here. You have to subscribe.
You have to
All
subscribe.
Right.
It's not
so stopped. Let's anyway. Move forward with this competition, which is called the Gauntlet to Gag.
Yeah.
So we're going to have 21 comics come out here in three groups of seven. They're all going to go. They're going to do their I Don't Think So honeys. And at the end of the groups, Alaska and Jinx are both going to choose one of them to move on to the finals.
One
now,
each.
We've given you pens, ladies, to write down your goddamn thoughts. And also, you guys, they can either pick a pre-selected topic to do an I Don't Think So Honey on, or we have this, the Troll Bowl. Tell them about the Troll Bowl.
So the Troll Bowl is a bowl of topics that we've written out that are meant to be hard to go negative on. Some past entries have included Sasha and Malia Obama.
Julie Andrews.
David Bowie. The women of Broadway. Like, things that you have to go negative on no matter what unanimous celebration
yes,
surrounds
yes.
them.
And I think we should probably just get right the hell into
we'll
it.
We'll get right the hell into
so
it.
So we're going to welcome our first group. Yes, and we have these little paddles made of shitty paper to let everyone know when their time is almost up.
We okay. were just we were playing Rue and Michelle because they do this constantly.
It on never makes
it never makes it to air. But what they yeah. do is they hold up random things and just.
So so you're standing on stage, your feet hurt because you've been standing there for 40 minutes, and they're in between shots or something, and Rue and Michelle.
But they're looking straight at you like. Oh, you better stop! You better stop!
Just oh, a little yeah. insider. Can I tell you something? And we're just going to say this because we're unshackled by publicists.
We are unshackled.
Right now. But when we had to do the panel with Jinx a couple weeks ago, PR people were like, you cannot ask anything about behind the scenes, like BTS.
They can say nothing.
So, I mean, we're not going to tease this out of you now, but this is interesting. This is stuff we could have never gotten from the panel.
Oh, that's why they come to these things, you know?
We're bringing out our first group, and this is Team Chartreuse. We don't do straight colors.
Please welcome Marie Faustin to the stage.
Give it up for Amy Miller.
For Molly Austin.
John Gabriel.
Straight, he's straight.
John Gabriel is straight.
Dwayne Perkins.
Joel Kim Booster.
And Dulce Sloan.
And Miss Dulce Sloan,
Miss Dulce.
Everybody.
Yes.
Move on down to their chairs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We've got enough chairs? We don't have enough chairs.
Gays Someone don't count. We estimate.
Yeah, get in the crowd. Show off, Joel.
We make an approximate estimation.
Okay, here we go. The first person to the mic is going to be Marie Faustin.
Marie, welcome.
Here we go. Give it up, y'all.
Marie, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or troll?
Or the troll bowl?
It's pre-selected, but I wrote it on the stage.
Okay. Amazing.
Oh, shoes, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Marie, are we ready?
I'm prepared.
This is Marie Faustin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. All the people who went to Wyoming for Kanye West's album release. Kanye Elizabeth West invited 150 people to Wyoming and flew them out there to listen to the album. First of all, Wyoming is canceled, okay? We weren't going before. We're definitely not going now for fresh air and mountains. And the Great Lakes, are those in Wyoming? Don't nobody care, okay? Let me run through the trash-ass guest list for y'all real quick. Kim Kardashian was there with her fake-ass, hard-ass butt. Because she's his beard, right? Khloe Kardashian was there. These are facts, 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 facts. Khloe Kardashian was there alone because that man don't love her.
15 seconds.
Kris Jenner was there with her new face pulled tighter than a virgin's ass. That's my butt right there. And And north, south, east, west were
5 seconds.
Let me tell you something. Kanye West is trash. He will continue to be trash. Nobody that is better than me was there. Michelle Obama wasn't there. Beyonce didn't come because she don't F with them. They book busy and blessed.
And that's why! That is Marie Faustin, everybody!
Standing out from Alaska!
Already a standing
out! Standing out. All right.
The game is afoot. Everyone give it up for Miss Amy Miller! Prove it to us, girlfriend!
Amy. Thanks for having me.
Are we gonna do pre-selected or the troll, but we love you?
Pre-selected local references.
Amazing. This is Amy Miller's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, San Francisco.
Oh shit.
Dangerous. I was born here, bitch, and it sucks now. It used to be sexy and dirty, and now it's just a pile of fucking boat shoes and app scooters. Fuck the tech scene. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't want to see homeless people when you're getting to your startup job at 11 a.m.? Maybe you should give them some of your fucking Bitcoin, Travis. I hope a mentally ill veteran throws cum on your Patagonia, you balding incel.
30 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've lived in the Bay for 2 years and you're a Warriors fan now? Suck a dick. You know, like men used to do here?
15 seconds.
Fucking learn how to drive, learn how to parallel park, learn how to cross the street. You live in a city now, honey. I have an idea for an app, honey. It's called Jump Off the Fucking Bridge, Travis.
Five seconds.
You're so bad at being San Franciscans, you're not Chinese or gay. I don't think so, honey.
That's one, Amy Miller viciously attacking the city we are currently in.
Vicious. But she's a native. She's a local. Next up, Molly Austin.
It's Molly Austin, folks.
With the fashion. Molly.
Okay, talk to us about your decision, the troll bowl or a pre-selected topic.
I did a pre-selected.
Go on, girl.
I know what this is. This is Molly Austin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Hello, honey. It's me, and I don't think so. Justin Timberlake.
Whoa, bitch.
He's not good. He's not good. The Mirrors album, I don't even want to fucking hear it. You put it on at a party, party's over. He built his career on appropriating black culture and on the backs of two pop icons and national treasures, Janet Jackson and Britney Spears.
Yes!
God bless.
Everybody blames Britney Spears' meltdown on Kevin Federline. But no. It was Justin Timberlake. He betrayed her. He betrayed her in her most vulnerable hour, okay? Justin Timberlake didn't have a career when he left NSYNC. He came out on stage all by himself.
15.
And what did people do? They boo, right? And he cried. So what did he do? He framed Britney Spears in a Cry Me a River music video. Then he has the nerve to be a Kate Spade purse knockoff version of Michael Jackson. And what does he do? He rapes his sister's titty out at a Super Bowl, and then he gets his own Super Bowl? No!
And
no,
that's what
that is not funny!
Molly Austin destroyed Justin Timberlake! Yes, another standing O. That was amazing. Well done.
Well done, Molly.
We all hate him now.
And please welcome to the stage the token straight of this group, John Gabriel!
Freedom for straight!
I'm straight. I wore the hat like this so you guys could know.
Yes, it is clear,
it feels
honey.
Good to be a diversity hire.
We bravely offer you on stage to the crowd.
About time a white straight male got something.
Yeah.
I want to take a hit of the bowl,
boys. Take a hit of the bowl!
Okay, here we go. No, I pick for you. You stand
we
over
pick
there.
For us.
This is not your rules.
No. This is a queer space.
I picked the bowl because I don't know any of the rules of this
here
fucking thing.
Here we go.
Thing.
Okay, bitch. Your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is the name Tory.
And John Gabris, your minute starts now.
Hi, honey, it's me. I don't think so. The stars are overhead. Listen for a second, Tory. I have a question for you, Tory. You are either what, Tory Spelling, a political party, or a white dude with flip-flops on? Now there's only one Tory I know in my life, and he's a male, and he died of cancer, so I feel uncomfortable riffing on him, but he was such a douche before he passed. You know when you die and you get retroactive kindness where everyone's like, at my father's funeral, people would go like, he was a great man, and I'd be like, he wasn't. Like, I get it, today we'll say it, but tomorrow I'm telling my therapist, Barry, something else.
15 seconds.
All right, let's be honest. If you're Tory, you're one step away from being named Tanya. I'm sorry, Tory, but there's only so many jet ski instructors you could fuck on this spring break. I think that's how Tori the Troll Bolt works.
And that's why I did it. Brilliantly done.
Do we have any Tories in the audience?
Are there any Tories here? Tori?
Is there a Tori? It's okay. Good, it's a safe space. Oh my God, thank God.
We're safe.
Next up is Dwayne Perkins.
Dwayne Perkins, Dwayne. The jacket.
The jacket. Ooh, baby. Dwayne,
what do we think?
Be?
Pre-selected or the Troll Bowl?
Pre-selected.
Okay. This is Dwayne Perkins. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
Cool. I don't think so, honey. White women. I mean, not all, just most. either they're terrified of me or too friendly. I'm wearing a Puerto Rican grandmother shirt. How can you be afraid of me? But I will take your purse. I mean, at least 53% of you have to die.
30 seconds.
I mean, I mostly just want to be you, and I'm very jealous that you have privileges that I don't. Like, speaking to managers all the time. Wearing brooches.
15 seconds.
Not having lips.
Oh my God.
But
5 seconds.
I want to give you some encouragement to like go out there and thrive, but stop calling the cops on black people. Thank you so much.
Deliver the message. Deliver. Okay, next up it is our good Judy Joel Kim Booster.
He will be in Spice World the reading later.
In this very room, Joel. I think I know what this is, pre-selected.
Yeah, it is. I didn't realize the Troll Bowl would be an option, and I also didn't realize Matt's family would be in the second row.
Hey, bitch! That's all three of them.
Yeah, they are. This is gonna be rough for you guys, but...
This is Joel Kim Boosters. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, that fart that comes the day after you bottom and a little cum comes out. I do not think so, honey. I am trying to live my day after I have given it up to a man the night before without a condom. Yes, I know that's dangerous, but I am on prep. So I do not think so, honey. This cum coming out of my asshole, ruining a pair of underwear, and reminding me that I will not get HIV, but I might get that super gonorrhea strain and die in a hospital because I couldn't get a shit transplant. I do not think so, honey. This seminal experience that every gay man in this audience has experienced at one point in their life, not being represented in mainstream Hollywood gay films. Love, Simon? Give me the scene of Love, Simon cleaning out his dirty drawers, okay?
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Call me by your name, Timothy Chalamet. I know you got some army sperm up in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to see him talk about the shrimp factory that ends up in his underwear. I don't think so, honey, if people come for me because this isn't pop culture. My ass is culture, bitch.
Yeah, that's why I made it. My ass is culture, bitch. Joel Kim Booster.
Amazing.
We have now to close out group one. Give it up for Dulce Sloan.
Dulce.
Oh, all right, so talk to us. Is it a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
I'm going to do pre-selected because it's something on my heart right now.
Okay, let's hear about that.
Dulce Sloan's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Broke dudes talking to me crazy. What the fuck? You are in my house fucking me and you want to pay me back for a toothbrush, you broke bitch? The fuck are you talking about? Talk about how much water you use in the shower, honey. I've been getting money since the Clintons was in office. Do not fuck with me, all right? And now you want to come in my house arguing with me about my curtains and everything that's going on in here, honey. I don't even know if you have a place to live, all right? Because you walked in my house with two backpacks and that should have been the fucking warning.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Now, I know you got to see you on a regular basis because your girl is out here working in these streets, but I promise you don't give a fuck about you, your ex-wife, your baby mom, and them two kids because they ain't finna be in my shit ever.
15 seconds.
You want to cook for me? You want to do all of this? You want to stay broke arguing with me? Sweetheart, I'm too pretty. I'm too famous. And you found the right fucking one today.
Oh, my God.
5 seconds.
So, in closing... If you got a nice, rich Jewish man with a boat, tell him to holler at your girl later on tonight.
And that's 1 minute! Wow.
Wow. The team Chartreuse really came for a wide-ranging variety of topics. We're gonna go to Jinx and Alaska for some feedback and your decisions. You each get to pick one of these folks to move on to the final round of the Gauntlet.
Amazing. Let's get some thoughts, some impressions.
Well, there is a lot of good stuff there, you guys. There's a lot of good things coming out of some of you. The straight guy went on about an ambiguous Tory figure.
I love that.
Is it weird that the one straight male was the one guy who pulled from the troll bowl? Is it like,
oh.
Is that saying something it's about straight male creativity?
Bravery.
I don't know. That's for you, the audience, to decide. But I'm not mad at you.
Jinxie. Wow. Well, Alaska, what do we think?
I just want to say I wasn't expecting this to be so hilarious and amazing. And I had no idea what to expect coming in here. We literally were just like putting on Jinx's panty girdles 2 seconds ago, and then they thrust us onto the stage, and like, I'm just dying. Like, everyone was so funny. Thank you.
Cool, thank
you.
We're so happy you were enjoying
oh
this.
Oh, my God.
Give it up for Alaska enjoying
Alaska,
this.
Enjoying. She loves
Give it.
She
up for Alaska's pleasant
looks.
Surprise.
I just want to say that no matter what happens, I think you all are winners.
With that said, we must each make a decision. So Jinx, who have you chosen to go on to the final round?
We actually agree on both our decisions.
Oh,
so we
wow.
We each picked one, but we both picked both of you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to announce Mary Faustin, my
Marie
pick.
Faustin.
Marie Faustin. Marie.
Thank you.
And you'll get 10 extra points if you bring me a glass of wine next time you come up here.
And Alaska?
Molly Austin.
Wow! Marie and Molly. Thank you, Team Chartreuse.
Give it up
Thank
for Marie,
you, everyone.
Amy, John Gabris, Duane Perkins, Dulce
Booster,
Sloan,
and Dulce Sloan. This is unbelievable. We have two finalists, y'all. All right, it's time to move on to Team Azure.
Wow, is that the pronunciation?
Team Azure.
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 Couldn't fucking tell you what color they are.
I know her. She works in Tampa.
Yes. Tampa's in the house, actually.
Tampa's in the house. Thank you, St. Pete. Please give it up for Megan Gailey. Megan Gailey.
And Peter Smith is in the house. Get a load of this.
Peter the Look Pierrot for Rachel Pegram.
Give it up for our token straight, Luke Knoll.
Token straight, he's
Luke
straight. Knoll. He's straight. And give it up for Danielle Webb.
Everybody, Danielle. Please give it up for Miss Patty Harrison. And finally, finally, we have Sashir Zameda.
Yes.
The fanny pack follows the clear bag policy rules. I love it.
Well, thank you, Team Azure.
Azure.
First up,
Azure. Is it Azure or Azure?
I'm no sure one... It varies from person
it's
to person.
It's up to the culture.
Yeah.
It's up to the culture.
Please welcome to the dais. We have Megan Gailey.
Come on, Megan Gailey.
Come on, Megan.
Yes,
full
outfit.
Megan.
Come on.
Come on, outfit.
So, Megan, talk to us. Will you be giving us a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I'm going to do a pre-selected topic that I have a lot of passion on that I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, here we go.
But we have the minute. This is Megan Gailey's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the way that Disney has tried to erase Daisy Duck.
Oh!
What the fuck are they doing? She is a feminist icon.
Yes.
She is one of the most incredible cartoon characters of all time. She has a purse. She has heels. She tells Donald when he is fucking in the wrong.
Yes.
And she is just gone while they celebrate Pluto? Pluto is barely literate. He is a dog. He is dumb. And I'm not trying to be shitty to Minnie. Minnie is clearly created by a white man with an Asian fetish.
Yes. This is so.
Because she goes, giggle. No, that's not okay. Daisy is here when
seconds.
We need her at the most. She is speaking truth. She is out there going, no, you are a deadbeat. Look at my duck booty wattle.
Yes. Five
and
seconds.
You can't find her anywhere. And you know what? Daisy Duck will not go quietly into the gentle night.
And that's 1 minute. Wow.
Megan
you
Gailey.
Landed that.
Oh, Megan.
Daisy Duck feminist. feminist icon speaking truth to power in each of her days.
Incredible. Now let's welcome to the stage Peter Smith.
Peter Smith, approach.
Peter, we're gagged for the look.
Hi.
Talk to us. About? Is this going to be pre-selected or trollable?
This is going to be recently selected.
Oh, recently. I love that about you.
This is Peter Smith's There I Don't Think So Honey starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey wine shops. I know you Northern Californians thinking, Pete, don't bite the hand that feeds you. We all paid for tickets today. The Land of Sideways, starring Sandra Oh.
Thank you.
And nobody else, VJ Madsen for sure.
VJ.
But you walk into a wine shop, they say, do you need help? Like, yes, I fucking need help. If I didn't need help, I would have a wine shop. Thank you very much. And then this white supremacist bullshit. Each and every bottle is a different special snowflake. It's a grape. You are turning grapes into poison, okay? I don't stick my nose into a sun-made raisin box and I'm like, oh, leather and cherry, you know? I don't do that.
15 seconds.
On one end of the spectrum, we've got it dry. On the other, we've got it wet. And on the wet side, what? They all become different, special little things? No. It is poison. There are millions of people in jail for selling weed. But you, some dude named Vladimir, who's like, I think you're like the Grenache, you go to jail.
That's one minute!
That's one minute!
You go to jail!
Vladimir!
Anyone talking about the Grenache?
Vladimir's gotta
go
to jail.
Go, Vlad.
I can tell you.
Thank you, Peter Smith. And now, please welcome to the mic, Rachel Pegram!
Rachel!
The jumpsuit is...
Rachel, God bless.
Wow.
Present.
What
do we think?
Thank you. Yes. You know, I didn't know that the bowl would be here.
You knew. You knew she's always here.
But we're going to go pre-select.
Okay.
She's in my head.
She's
we'll
there.
Let her out.
Let's
we'll
let
her out.
Out.
This is Rachel Pegram. Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Eggs from real ass farms. Okay? I don't want it. All right? That yolk is too yellow. It's neon Chernobyl ass yellow. I cracked it open and I said I don't recognize that egg. I want my eggs mustard yellow, okay? Yeah. I want my government issued eggs, okay? If I go to a farm, I don't want an egg that like, oh, a chicken laid it. I'm opening, I'm eating
seconds.
It. I don't know what it tastes like. Craziness, madness in my mouth. Unrecognizable to anything I've ever had in my whole life. I want an egg that tastes like water, all right? I don't want a flavorful egg. I want my nasty ass shit that I get that's cheap
seconds.
As hell coming out of the little styrofoam thing. One of them's cracked in the back. I don't want these. Every egg is special and individual. Bitch, no! All right?
5 seconds.
If the chicken's being all close together means I get an egg that I recognize, then I guess you can call Peter and arrest me, okay?
And that's 1 minute! Arrest her, Rachel Pegram!
Rachel Pegram, government-issued egg.
Everyone, it's our straight in this group, Luke No!
Luke No!
He's Luke
straight.
No! Brave!
Thank you so much.
Luke! Pleasure to have you. Okay, what are we thinking? Are we going for a pre-selected topic or the trollable, Luke?
I was thinking about it, and I think I feel like I could get through my pre-selected topic with enough time to do a trollable.
Wow! Oh! Okay, so what are you saying? You want to do the pre-selected topic for 30 seconds, and then at 30 you want me to pull something out?
I'm talking...
This is unprecedented.
I'm thinking like like 45.
45, you want me to pull it. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Wait, we're doing trollable first?
No. We're doing his pre-selected
I'll
topic.
I'll do my pre-select.
This has never been done before.
I'm gonna try it.
45
try
seconds
it.
Of your topic and then a 15 second troll bowl, which will shock you.
Yeah,
it will shock you. Okay. This is Luke Knowles. I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Adults like grown ass men and women who are super into Disney. I'm sorry. The movies are made for children. I'm sorry. And they're emotionally manipulative and they're killing people's grandmas. They killed Mulan's grandma. They killed Pocahontas' grandma. They're turning grandmas into skeletons and man raising shit. If you commissioned like a minimalist poster of Lilo and Stitch, you shouldn't also have like a really nice exposed brick apartment in Atlanta. Also, I know a grown ass woman who has Hakuna Matata tattooed across
seconds.
Her boob zone, and she has, that means no worries for the rest of her days, but she has a child. So like, maybe some worries for some of your days. Also, it's like, they call it Peter Pan syndrome for a reason.
Your topic is the First Amendment.
The First Amendment, guys. I Don't Think So, Honey, First Amendment. Not everyone should be able to say what they want to say. Like,
There are so many people every day on Twitter who are making that more and more evident.
Thank you.
And that's 1 minute.
Topical and, from Luke Knoll. Thank you,
innovator.
Baby.
Innovator.
Wow, and all in time.
Amazing. Well, next up we have Daniel Webb.
Daniel Webb to the stage. Hello.
Hi.
So what do we think? Priest at the topic or the troll ball?
Priest the last.
Okay.
This is Daniel Webb's. I got all the trolls in my ball.
This is Daniel Webb's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Dead Barbara Bush. That's right. The bitch we invaded Iraq and she dressed as a dog and wrote a book. Fuck dead Barbara Bush. Are you kidding me? That bitch, the pearls, what a statement. Are you? The bitch should have used their old Nazi money to give that neck of hers a Lufthansa. That's a, thank you. That's a three-generation bilingual joke. Fuck that bitch. She was surrounded. She died surrounded by family and loved ones and two war criminals. Fuck you, dead Barbara Bush. This fucking
thing.
We are nuts in this world about like making martyrs out of dead people when she died, right? I mean, remember when Paul Walker died? 9,000 Fast and Furious movies and they all suck. And then he died and the world lost its mind. And then 2 days later, Nelson Mandela died and nobody cared, right?
15 seconds.
It's like in the fucking 90s when Princess Diana died and the world lost its mind and Mother Teresa died 2 days later and nobody cared. We always lose somebody. Gorgeous and fuckable, and then like 2 days later we lose somebody you might have sex with because they did something nice for humanity. I mean, Nelson Mandela was a handsome man, but let's be honest, the only reason Mother Teresa ever got any dick was because the woman had no teeth. Thank you!
Yes, bitch!
Daniel
Something
Webb.
To think about Mother Teresa.
Let's
something to think
on
about.
That.
No
wow.
one talks about that. No one ever talks about that. Yeah. They don't talk about that enough.
In schools, they don't teach it
about
in
why
schools.
She got dick, really.
Well, let's welcome to the stage, Patty
Harrison. Patty Harrison, everybody! Oh, they're doing the...
Oh, they're doing the ruined Michelle.
Okay, listen. Patty, are we doing Priest Like the Topic or the Troll Bowl?
I wanted to do the Troll Bowl, but I think that there's something that I've been thinking a lot about that's very important to me.
Oh, wow. Okay,
and
okay.
I think I just need to get it out.
All right, okay.
Of course,
thank
this
you,
is
Patty.
Patty Harrison's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The sloth bear of Mysore. No way, queen. Yeah, you all know what it is. In case you don't know what the sloth bear of Mysore is, in 1957, a sloth bear in India invaded a village and killed and ate 12 people and maimed over 27. Not on my watch, queen. No way, bitch. Nasty bear. I hate that bear. And some more context on a sloth bear. So what makes this bear so violent is that sloth bears have really long claws. And a lot of bears, even grizzly bears, have short enough claws that they can climb trees to escape, so they have a fear response. But sloth bear's response is always to fight. And that's a lot of times, it doesn't just eat you, it'll maim you and leave you alive. It'll chew on your face and all your sensory organs. And I'm getting so fucking worked up over this because they're allowed to exist. So if you see a fucking sloth bear in San Francisco, do what you need to do, bitch.
That's 1 minute. You gotta look out for those sloth bears, bitch.
Patty,
we're so sorry we had to put
so
you through
sorry.
That. Thank you for sharing.
That was emotional.
Everyone, welcome Sasheer Zameda! Oh my God, it is jumpsuit season. I love.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Sasheer, you're an old pro. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
Select your troll ball.
I got a pre-select.
Pre-select.
Thank God. Yeah. This is Sasheer Zameda's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Trees in cages. You know when you're walking down the street and you see a tree minding its own business on the sidewalk and it's in a full-ass cage around the trunk? What are we so afraid of? What do we think is gonna happen? Oh, it's just trying to live its life and give us oxygen so we can breathe, honey. The worst that could happen is that, what, it grows like it's supposed to and the roots uplift the sidewalk? Well, good. Uplift all the sidewalks. We shouldn't even have them. We're invading the tree space more than the trees are invading our space. And really, this is all a microcosm of the American justice system and the mistreatment of black people in this country. Just like the black man didn't ask to be brought to this country, trees did not ask to be in sidewalks.
5 seconds.
Sidewalks did not land on, wait, trees.
And that's 1 minute.
Trees didn't land on sidewalks. Sidewalks landed on trees.
Yeah, there you go.
Sasheer's amazing.
Yes. Something to think about that no one ever talks about.
Wow.
No one ever talks about that.
I just heard a peep out of Alaska. She said, oh my God, this is too hard. This is a good group.
This is a very good group, but we need some feedback. Let's start with you, Jinx.
First of all, yes to every queen who came in a panted romper today.
Yes, bitch! Yes, queen!
Reclaiming your femininity and your masculinity at the same time, bitch.
Join them.
Okay, I think there was just so much good stuff. I'm gonna claim my winner right now.
Okay.
And it's because I fucking hate eggs. Just, I hate them so much. So the fact that you hate any kind of egg, whether it be farm fresh or government issued, I feel like we're on the same team. So my winner is Rachel Pegram.
Rachel Pegram!
I'm not going to pronounce a single name correctly tonight.
Pegram. Rachel Pegram.
Pegram.
All right. Ms. Alaska Thunderfuck.
What do we think?
Our other winner... is and I kept mishearing her name on the mic, and I thought that you were saying Patty Hearst, but
her name is related to the Hearst.
I was like, where? But this is our other winner, Patty Harrison.
Patty Harrison! Please give it up for everyone in Team Azure.
Megan Gailey,
Peter Smith, Rachel Pegram, Luke Knoll, Daniel Webb, Patty Harrison,
and Sashir Zameda.
Yes, and Sashir. Wow. This is, you guys, it's a tight competition.
It's tight, isn't it?
So
I mean,
tight.
Can we give honorable mention to Sashir for the treason cages?
Yes.
Come on.
The that was,
I never even thought of
the
that.
The wild card round. There is no wild card round, people. Okay, so listen, now we have Team Fuchsia.
Oh, baby.
Team Fuchsia. Tell them all about it, Bowen.
This is a pretty stacked group, so please welcome to the stage. First up, Sydney Washington,
yes.
Everybody.
Here you go.
Sid,
everyone, what's up? Say hello to Sam Taggart.
And then please welcome Lorelai Ramirez.
Yes.
Oh, Sam.
Come on, Lorelai Ramirez. Everyone, give it up for Andrew Dismukes, who is our straight, the straight of the group, the red jacket, though. Oh, your straight fell on the ground.
It fell on the ground. Next up, we have the great Jabuki Young White.
Yes.
Jabuki.
We have three-time Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, Pat Regan. Yes, honey.
And finally, we have the star of Ocean's 8, Crazy Rich Asians, Awkwafina.
Awkwafina is here. Yes!
Yes, Norlam!
Oh, my God.
Wow, wow.
All right, people. Everyone, welcome Sydney Washington to the mic at this time.
Yes.
Yes.
Sydney, what do we got? What do we got?
We got pre-selected.
Okay, hold on 1 second. This is Sydney Washington's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yes, I could drag them on the men that they choose or their terrible clothing line, but this shit is personal. These two bitches came to my job. I'm a waitress, right? They came in, first of all, I didn't know who they were because they had dusty ballet flats and they looked like two homeless little boys.
Oh!
But everybody knew who they were, and I was like, who are these dirty people? Why are they here, right?
30 seconds.
So they come in and they kiki and they with the entourage. They got their $50,000 bag, right? They get all their shit. I give them the bill. I was like, okay, they got coins. They're gonna pay me, right? First, they put an $800 over tip. I said, yes, I'm going on a trip. Yes, I'm paying my rent. Then one of the twins, I don't know which twin it was, but she said, no, that's too much. Oh. What? That's just enough. I need more, actually.
5 seconds.
So then they scratched that out and put $600. I was like, okay, I can still work with that. Then another friend from the back was like, nah, that's too much money. They scratched that out. They scratched that shit out so many times, they left me $50.
No!
These dusty bitches left me $50. And on behalf of every black waitress at work, I don't think so, honey. Mary Kate and fucking Ashley.
And that's
23 seconds.
But I had to hear the end of that story,
oh,
bitch.
God bless.
Fuck that.
God bless.
Fuck those ghosts. They are ghosts.
We love them.
We love them, though. No, we love them. No, we love them.
Next up, we have our friend Sam Taggart.
Sam Taggart. Okay,
hello,
Samuel.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel incredible. So nervous.
Oh, my God. Don't be, bitch. You're going to absolutely slay.
Shut up. I'm an idiot.
We believe in you so much. You look amazing tonight.
Shut up. I look like shit.
No, you look so good, Sam.
No, I look like absolute
Stop.
Garbage.
Afterwards, we're going to talk about how good you look.
I love you.
I love you too, babe.
I'm an idiot.
Okay, what do you pick? Do you pick pre-selected or Trouble?
I thought about this a lot.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pick pre-selected.
Okay, okay.
Interesting. This is Sam Taggart's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Sir Nicholas Jonas and the gay men who allow him to continue.
Yes!
Does he even make music? I just see these gay men worshiping him and his fucking hot ass body. Like, who cares? I'm not trying to be a bitch, but if you're a gay man and you want a hot ass body, probably just look in the mirror. You probably work out all the time. Odds are you work out all the time.
30 seconds.
Nick Jonas has a hold over you. It is a spell. And I feel that there is something larger happening here with the government. I don't want to talk about conspiracy theories, but something is up. I honestly feel that at the snap of Sir Nicholas's finger, you would kill.
15 seconds.
You would turn to your partner and you would kill. And look, I don't want to get into these conspiracies.
Don't get into them.
You are under a spell by the government that controls Sir Nicholas Jonas. Look inside yourself.
And that's 1 minute.
Gorgeous.
It's true.
It's a call to action.
It's true. We all need to really think about where we're at. Okay, coming to the stage is Lorelai Ramirez, everyone. Lorelai.
Hi, Lorelai. Do we know what we're doing? Is it going to be pre-selected or Trollball?
It's pre-selected.
Okay! This is Lorelai Ramirez's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My big, big boner, I cannot control. It's so big. It's so big, it hurts. Every time I think of men falling from the sky or sexy ladies, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it goes into side of my eyes and inside of my brain and it comes out my ears. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Let's cheer for my big, big boner. I don't think so, honey. My big, big boner goes down when I think about Kristen Stewart. She's bad. She supports Woody Allen. That's really bad. Did you know that there's a tape of Kristen Stewart as a little kid sucking on Woody Allen's dick? It's on my Apple TV. I got it, and I watch it, and I got a big, 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 big boner over there. Oh, yeah. I don't think so, honey.
Wow, and that's 1 minute. Lorelai Ramirez, or whoever God. That little boy was.
Lorelai.
That little boy was funny.
That was beautiful.
All right, and now give it up for Andrew Dismuse.
Yes.
Bravery. Okay.
Okay, Andrew.
All right, hon.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
We have something written down on some paper.
That's called the Trouble.
No, I'm saying it. You're holding it.
Oh,
yes,
you have that.
I have notes.
So it seems like pre-selected.
I couldn't even memorize a minute of material.
Okay. Well, that's okay, baby.
That's okay, babe. Okay, Andrew, this is your I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
Okay, I Don't Think So, Honey, escape rooms. Yeah. Y'all familiar with this white nonsense, San Francisco? Yeah. Escape rooms are proof that white people will pay money to feel like they can't get out of something. It's not just white, it's also nerd shit. What are you doing?
30 seconds.
On a website for an escape room in LA, it says it's great for dates, family outings, and corporate team building events. You know what's never good? Anything that's all three of those.
15 seconds.
If you've ever been on a date and been like, this would be a great corporate team building exercise, it's probably a terrible date. It's nerd shit. You wouldn't wear a fedora on a date.
Seconds.
You wouldn't wear a fedora on a date, and going on a date to an escape room is like locking a woman inside a fedora.
All right, guys. Andrew Dismuke, everybody. That was really good.
That's real good.
Everyone, it is time for Jabuki Young White.
Jabuki.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, Jibu? What are we doing?
I have pre-selected.
Okay.
I'm going to read it off my phone like a 2011 Drake freestyle.
Okay. Ooh, the shade.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Here we go. Jibuki turned on Drake so fast.
So quick. I was his biggest supporter. Okay. He is the light-skinned queen. He is our queen.
He is our queen.
We answer to that.
Okay. This is Jibuki Young White's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, lettuce. You nasty bitch. Lettuce is the honeydew of leafy greens, 100%. 100%. She just sits there and she takes up space and she lets the other one shine. F. Best. And you know what's fucked up? Miss Spinach has been out here putting in work for years. Miss Spinach has been doing so much. She's crossed over. She has done smoothies, wraps, motherfucking casseroles. Okay?
She's crossed over.
But look, people say that she doesn't play in Middle America, so she doesn't have as big of a career as lettuce does. And you know how fucked up that is? That's fucked up. Also, iceberg lettuce, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, 15 seconds.
Bitch, I don't think so, honey. Like, you could be using that water to, like, give to thirsty humans. But, like,
instead,
like, that shit tastes like cum drenched cardboard. And, like, that is on a good day, honestly. Like, that shit is so nasty.
That's 1 minute. I did you dirty, but I think it was enough.
That was a good place to end on.
No.
Ooh, Jibuki.
The Faith Hill of vegetables. You
spinach
discussed it.
Spinach has crossed over.
The Faith Hill of vegetables. That's spinach.
Spin dip.
Exactly. It's become an appetizer. She's crossed over. She's the Faith
Hill. She showed us versatility.
Yes.
She has the range.
And now it is time for Pat Regan. Okay.
A lot of love for Pat.
He knows. Pat.
What's this going to be?
What I've selected is pre-sell.
Pre-sell. This is Pat Regan's I Don't Think So, Honey. This time starts now.
I actually don't think so, honey. Troy Sivan.
Oh, no!
Okay, first, you're like a 22, gay, successful already. I don't think so, honey. Okay, no offense, Jibuki. I don't think so, honey, Troye Sivan. I mean, he started this fucking epidemic of these young girls today going platinum fucking blonde. Okay, dyeing your hair platinum blonde is not a fucking personality. It does not make you interesting. Like, it is the new, like, going abroad for a 23-year-old gay man. I don't think so, honey. Like, these over-dramatic, like, scoop necks. I'm done with the scoop necks. Let me see a floral button down. I don't think so, honey.
Yeah.
I don't think so, honey. Troye Sivan, the metaphor bloom for bottoming. What is this? Like, mysticizing
seconds.
Of bottoming, okay? This artful metaphor, like, bottoming isn't art, okay? It's fun, it's important, it's healthy, but it isn't art, and it's pretentious to bloom only for one person. Have you ever seen Troye Sivan and Timothée Chalamet in the same room at the same time? I don't think so, honey.
Oh, and that's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute conspiracy theory.
Conspiracies. Interesting.
Wow, and no one ever talks about that. You never see them in the same room, and no one ever talks about
no.
it.
No. Please welcome to the stage, Awkwafina, everybody. Nora Long.
Yes,
this
indeed.
It's gonna be so bad.
No, it's gonna be amazing. Do you want to do a troll bowl, or do you want to do something that you thought
about? Maybe I'll do like half a troll bowl and half like a regular.
All right, so first 30 seconds will be your regular topic, and then first 30 seconds
okay.
I will shout out a
so
troll.
So I have to like yell and speak really fast?
Whatever
your pace is. This is Awkwafina's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, I Don't Think So, Honey. Pigeons, they're so fucking disgusting. I was outside of Ralph's in Los Angeles, and I saw one pigeon. It was fucking another pigeon, and that pigeon was fucking a dead pigeon, and the dead pigeon was squashed like a fucking pancake. You guys are so disgusting. You want to vomit out of my fucking asshole. I fucking see pigeons in New York. They fucking walk around and fucking 69ing fucking dead squirrels and shit like that. So I fucking hate pigeons. I wish they all die. I don't give a fuck, I fucking kick one in the face.
I don't think
face.
So, honey. Going live on Instagram.
Oh, going live on Instagram. You know what you look like? You fucking idiots. Going live on Instagram is what you look like. Yo, you guys are so stupid going live on Instagram. And then you think you want to come up with stuff, that's all you're doing. You're like, oh, what's up, John?
15 seconds.
Cool. And you act like you're not reading the compliments. You are reading every single compliment coming down. And you're just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a new cut. So.
5 seconds.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And that's 1 minute.
Awkwafina, everybody.
Give it up. Have some respect.
Wow. Another strong group here. But All right, let's go. Jinx, some feedback for these youngins, these young girls.
I can't believe MK and Ashley did that to you. I'm so upset. Okay, there was a lot of good stuff. I circled literally everyone.
Yeah, she's but, like, yes, everyone.
But I do have a favorite.
Okay, so do I.
Yeah, okay, so Andrew Dismukis.
Wow.
How do you say it? Dismukes? Okay, wonderful.
He moves on to the final round.
Oh, wait, I didn't get to say anything about it yet.
Go, say
okay,
it.
Okay, first of all, escape rooms. Yes, that is white nonsense. Trixie Mattel describes this like puzzles, escape rooms. That's white people creating problems for themselves because they're so privileged. And you may be the token straight up here, but many wonderful love affairs have started with me dressed as a MILF and some straight guy looking kind of uncomfortable and frightened. And then it led to 9 months of sheer bliss. So this is my Instagram handle. You can direct message me.
There you go, Andrew.
There you go.
And you win.
Use that
shit.
Wisely, bitch.
This is amazing. Wow. Wait, Alaska, you're were you stirring a cauldron earlier?
I was doing this.
Oh, circling everyone.
Oh, circling
everyone.
Because you loved everyone so much. Feedback from you. What do you think?
Yes, because no matter what happens, you all are champions.
You are all stars.
Remember that. You are all stars. And if you don't win this time, you can always come back for All Stars and possibly win that.
Yes!
If you don't do it right the first time, just come back and try again.
Or if you lose first, you can exit the stage saying your last name over and over again.
And be canonized.
Soul Serendipity. Season 11, bitch.
My choice for winner is Sydney Washington.
Yeah! Sydney Washington, Sam Taggart, Lorelai Ramirez, Andrew Dismukes, Jabuki White, Pat Regan, and Awkwafina.
Thank you.
At this time, we are going to welcome our finalists on stage for a Troll Bowl only final round. And at the end, you guys will have to agree together on a winner.
On one winner.
All right, everyone, please welcome Marie Faustin.
Molly Austin.
Rachel Pegram.
Patty Harrison,
Andrew Dismukes,
and Sydney Washington.
Welcome
back, our All-Stars.
Wow. This crew, this is All-Stars.
Okay, let's just get right into it. We don't have much time left. Let's start with Marie Faustin.
Marie Faustin to the mic, and this is a Troll Bowl only round.
Oh, sis! I didn't get that email!
It was in the email,
It was in the email.
It's rule number 14 of culture. Read the fucking email.
Did you send it to my Gmail or my Yahoo?
Oh, bitch. I don't think so, honey. Having two.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm not ready.
All right. Marie Faustin.
Okay.
Currently, these people are performing outside.
On
your I Don't Think So Honey topic is salt and pepper.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so. Strong black women killing it in 2018. We got a lot of nerve to be up here just making white people like us. I don't think so. Soft having found Jesus and not doing all her freaky ass raps. No more. I don't think so. Pep and Spinderella and all of other people that are just thriving with matching haircuts and jackets.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, black girls. We're too magical for these white people, okay? They are not prepared. Okay, do you see this belt that I'm wearing? It's not even mine, but it's cute though.
15 seconds.
I'm out here thriving like a queen should be, okay? I don't think so. Salt and pepper and Spinderella, because that's not a spice.
5 seconds left, here we go.
I don't think so, white people who don't season their food because you need salt and pepper.
Yes! That's one minute.
I don't think so, honey.
Laying down a competitive final round.
She spun that.
Give it up for Molly Austin in these finals.
Molly, we've drawn a trouble topic for you, and your trouble topic is another female MC, Nicki Minaj. And your time starts now.
I don't
Fuck. I don't think so, Nicki Minaj, and I'll tell you why, real fast.
Oh no.
I do not like a fake British accent.
Whoa!
Because I do not like England. I will tell you why. I don't need to be reminded of a place that rains all the time, of people who think they're funny for no reason, okay? Honey, I don't...
30 seconds.
I don't need it. I'll tell you what else I don't need from you, Nicki Minaj. Is that I don't think of, and I don't
15
think,
seconds.
Oh, thank God. I don't think I would like to be friends with you. I don't think that would be fun.
5 seconds.
I think you would say not nice things to me about my shoes a lot.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh my God.
You are not wrong, my. Molly Austin. She's probably very critical when it comes to wardrobe.
That was hard. We're sorry we made you do that.
Oh my God, that was very hard.
Oh, Molly.
Okay, and now to the mic is Rachel Pegram.
Rachel.
Okay,
Rachel Pegram,
yes.
Your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl finale topic is Terry Gross.
And your time.
Do we know? Do we know?
No.
All right, it's fine. It's fine. We're going to pick something else.
Okay.
Not everyone knows Terry Gross.
I'm sorry.
Hosted NPR Fresh Air. It's
all right.
Fine.
Oh, okay, let's see.
She is.
Okay.
Okay, your trouble topic is
Bobby
from Queer Eye.
Bobby Burr.
Oh, Bobby's the one that does the design.
Yes, Bobby from
the
Queer
most
Eye.
Unimpeachable one. This is Rachel okay. Pegram's. I don't think so, honey. Her time
yeah.
starts now.
Yeah, I don't think so, honey, Bobby. What's up with you? Huh? You out here on the show doing all the work? Well, you should do less. You see all of your castmates, they gotta do a little bit and they get a lot of credit. Anthony, avocado slice. Fucking Tan, he's like, yes, put this shirt on. Fucking Jonathan, he's like, yes, work, okay. And then like Karemo, he's like, wow, your life is going. And you know, like, come on, Bobby, do less. Like, look at that house and be like, I don't know, slap a coat of paint. Let's go home. All y'all the brands off for the week. We done finished shooting. He's out here doing work outside hours, not getting paid for it. Who knows what that rate looks like? Is he
fast?
Damn, it better be after at least. Oh my God. Bobby's doing too much work out here. Not enough credit, man. If I was Bobby, I'd have signed with so many people. I'd get more money than
five
I
seconds.
Could possibly fucking imagine. Man, if I was Bobby Burke, I'd be a damn ass millionaire.
And that's 1 minute.
Yes. Yes. Coming to the mic for a troll bowl is Patty Harrison. Okay. All right, Patty, your troll bowl finale topic is when people say peace out.
And this is Patty Harrison. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who say peace out. Okay, the idea of peace, does it exist? No. No, it can exist because you know why? Capitalism, my favorite thing of all time, exists. Oh, more capitalism. Everybody loves it. Oh, and I have to say, this is not an I don't think so, honey. I love war. I do think so, honey. I love war. Oh, the way people go out there and they're kicking stuff down and like just like dragging whole like communities of people. It's so, I mean, chef's kiss is a little hack, but I'll just keep doing it all day long. Anyways, my I don't think so, honey. Yeah, saying peace out, what do you have else to offer? You know what some other things you can say is bye. You can
15
say,
seconds.
Nice to see ya. You can say, I'm actually not that cultured, so I don't know other languages, and that's a choice I make, and that's a strong choice that I make.
5 seconds.
Anyways, yeah, don't say peace out. Say something kind of, say, I'm...
She's crying again.
Say bye. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Say bye, bitch. Say bye, bitch, cheerfully.
She is so moved. She's moved to tears by so many things.
It was emotional, Jinx. It was emotional. We all were. Now, Andrew Dismukes, come on.
Our only male.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, here we go. The Troll Bowl topic is as follows. We're going to pick it right now. Okay. Your I Don't Think So, Honey finale topic is Hillary Duff.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Hillary Duff, the fuck you doing on TV Land? You are Lizzie McGuire. Why are you on Younger? Y'all seen that show?
It's
actually great. There is a marathon going down in the Holiday Inn right now.
Oh!
Yeah, I just watched it. Shit's getting bad for Lizzie. No. I don't think so, honey, Hillary Duff, because I just don't think so overall. This whole Disney Channel actors are also musicians, but then they're back as actors when they're adults again. I don't get it. I don't know any of her songs.
No.
This is just, I'm happy to be part of the show, and
just 15 seconds, keep going, keep talking about that.
To even like make it to the finals is like incredible, and to be here with...
5 seconds.
To be here with what I call the future.
And that's what made it. The future is on stage, everyone.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. And now, finishing up the finale round is Sydney Washington.
Sydney.
A crowd favorite. Okay, Bowen, what do we have here?
Sydney, your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Melissa Joan Hart, another 90s darling. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, Melissa Joan Hart, because who are you? You can never be your mother. Why don't you do something else? Am I thinking of the same person?
Who are you thinking of?
Was she on E?
No, Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You're thinking of Melissa Rivers.
Listen, it's too many white people on TV. I can't. I Don't Think So, honey. You white women that got the same names. I can't keep up. It's too much. I'm too tired. I got too many jobs, okay? I got 2 kids at home, just my titties. Anyway, I can't. Melissa Joan Hart, what is she doing? What is she doing for us?
She was Sabrina.
Can she give me her Netflix password? Because honestly, what are you doing, Melissa? Get a new name. Do something. I can't. Does she have a shoe line?
15 seconds.
Does she have jeans? What can she do for me? Can she give me a swipe on the train? What is she doing? Can she give me her Uber pool code? Like, what's going on?
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Melissa Joan Hart, who is she? I don't know who she is. Y'all told me who, and I still like
that. And that's 1 minute. Melissa Joan Hart. She's really super dragged here. Melissa Joan Hart and Terry Gross, we don't know who the fuck you are.
Who are they?
All right, so listen, this has been the final round. This is the time when we are giving out the winner, and this person will be named the third Las Culturistas Icon Award winner. So Jinx and Alaska, let's give some final thoughts and then some final word, and if you win, come to the front of the stage and have your fucking goddamn moment.
I commend you, Molly, for having to talk bad about the Queen, Nicki Minaj. you halfway through, you just hated yourself. So you get my honorable mention.
Wait, what is your Nicki Minaj bit?
Oh, God. All her songs just rhyme words with themselves. It's just like... Cake boss, I'm the cake boss. You want a cake boss? Cause I'm the cake boss. And then the last time she says it in a weird voice like, Kate Moss loves my cake boss. You can't just rhyme a word with itself
it's
over
true.
And over.
Cake boss.
I guess you can if it's got a sick beat.
Oh my God!
Wow!
Well, but I know. Okay, so you got my honorable mention. Do you have an honorable mention before we announce the winner?
Yes. Sydney Washington for not knowing who Melissa Joan Hart was and still making it work.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she have a shoe line?
Iconic.
I would buy them.
I Don't Think So, honey, Melissa Joan Hart, because she has never been in a movie, a TV show, or any project that wasn't produced by her father. Look at it. He's the executive producer on every single project she has ever worked on. Anyway.
Wait, hold on. Wait, before we announce the winner, do you guys want to grace us with an I Don't Think So, honey?
Yes.
Okay, great. We've got a Jinx
before we announce the winner, we have Jinx Monsoon.
I wore my comfy shoes and my pants for this.
Yes.
And this is her. Okay. I don't think so, honey. Jinx Monsoon's I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, giving drag queens an inch and we deserve a mile, okay? You have carved out this tiny little market that we get to inhabit in mainstream media, and you have deemed us a novelty act, and you gave us a TV show, but you still put us in the background and treat us like we are F-list celebrities when we have two times the Instagram followers as half of these celebrities these
yes!
days. And yes, I know that there have been many queer people making it big in mainstream media these days, but Neil Patrick Harris and Jim Parsons, even though they are extremely talented, are still white cisgendered men. So, if the only way you can be queer and make it big is if you are non-threatening, then fuck that. I'm happy being an F-list celebrity.
15
because
seconds.
At least my community knows how hard I work for them.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
She's
oh
done.
God.
She did it.
She
nailed
did it.
It.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute. Alaska, could you?
Could you? Would you like to?
Alaska Thunderfuck, yes! Oh, she's gonna pick from
she's
this bowl.
She's gonna pick from a troll bowl. She's doing it herself.
She's gonna do it herself. Everyone, Alaska Thunderfuck is about to give us an I don't think so, honey.
This is unreal. Alaska. Okay. We're gonna pick it out ourselves.
All right. Okay, no, what do we can have? Do it. I can do it. Okay. Ready, go.
Alaska Thunderfuck's I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
Glenn Close. I don't think so, Glenn Close. More like Glenn Farr.
I folded him up real good. I'm sorry, bitch.
Candace Bergen. No, I do think so, huh? Robert Mueller. I think it should be pronounced Mueller.
30 seconds.
That show, Full House. You know how they did the reboot Fuller House? Do you know why it's called Fuller House? Because their last name is Fuller in it.
Oh. That's true. I'm not even making it up. That's why they call it Fuller House. 15 seconds.
Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. I think she was on the Let's Make a Deal Millionaire Box show, which I think is really cool.
One more.
Cinderella, the girl, not the movie. She left her shoe at the club, girl. Like, she's that girl, and she's like getting the prince. Like, she's getting rewarded for like getting wasted and like, ah!
And that's 1 minute!
And that's 1 minute! Alaska Thunderfuck!
Rapid fire troll bowls,
yes,
iconic, never been done before.
All right, oh my God, that was unbelievable, breaking all the rules, but making them really. All right, so ladies,
time.
It is now time to announce the winner. Everyone please rise and hold hands like your best fucking friends.
We are nothing if not.
Oh, and us too. Okay, everyone, okay, who have we decided is the Las Culturistas Icon Award winner here at Clusterfest, and thank you Clusterfest for having us.
The winner.
Six finalists. Stand before us. Prior to this evening, you received an email explaining that the finalist round would be chosen from a bowl of blue pieces of paper. The time has come for a winner to be announced.
Yes.
The winner tonight of $100,000.
Wow, true.
Our winner tonight is Rachel Pegram.
Yes! Take your moment. Give it up for Rachel Pegram, everybody, and all
Princess
our finalists.
Princess,
thank you so much. And we'll give it up for Jinx Monsoon and Alaska Thunderfuck. Thank you so much. My name is Matt Rogers.
My name's Bowen Yang. Have a
Thank
great day.
Thank you, Clusterfest.
Stay for Spice World after this.
Spice World coming up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.